A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Fancy a cup of coffee? One of the many things that I enjoy about living in the Canary Islands is a decent cup of coffee. Gone are the days when a cup of instant seemed to be the norm, and I still shudder when I return to the UK for a brief visit. A visit to one of the relatively new and supposedly trendy, overpriced coffee shops is, for me, an ordeal best avoided. A quick visit out of sheer desperation during a frantic shopping expedition led me into one of the many branches of Costa Lotti that are opening up in all of the UK's high streets. After all, it did offer free Wi-Fi connection. My request for a simple cup of black coffee, and no, I don't like mugs, was met with a disinterested look as the spotty youth pointed to a huge variety of coffees on the board above his sentry post. "Take your pick," he slurped, as he continued chewing his gum and picking his fingernail. "That one will do," I replied, "but only want a small cup, not a mugful." "We only do them mugs," he replied, stabbing at the nearest soup bowl with a fingernail partly hanging from his index finger. "But I only want a small cup," I protested. Realising that discussion with the spotty youth was pointless, I handed over my £3.50 and perched myself on a most uncomfortable stool at the side of an equally unfortunate table with three legs. My goodness, they still do formica. Maybe I should count myself fortunate that the loose fingernail was not floating in my coffee. The coffee was one of the most revolting drinks that I've ever tasted. Two sips and I was gone. I contrast this with a cafe bar in my nearest town, Vecindario, on the island. It's a real town with real people and well away from the expensive bars in the south of the island. Here I can get a cup of excellent coffee for 90 cents, sit in comfort and people watch for as long as I wish. I watch Canarians, Spanish, Chinese, Argentinians, Russians, Germans, Scandinavians, Africans and Indians pass by, together with a rich variety of skin colour, clothing and headgear. It makes me realise once again that I'm living in a community where race, colour, faith and language matter. It is a community where most people just get on with each other, and I know how fortunate I am. Back to my cup of coffee. Did you know that coffee is grown in Gran Canaria, as it has been since 1788, when King Carlos III issued a decree ordering the introduction of the first coffee plants to the island? Today, coffee is produced in very small amounts by local farmers who have kept the tradition of growing and consuming the coffee that they produce for many generations. The coffee is called Finca La Corcovada and is grown in the valley of Agaete. This valley has a microclimate and a rich soil perfect for growing coffee. It is grown by Juan Godoy, the only coffee grower in Europe, and who is now supplying the UK market. My memory turns back to Costa Lotti in the UK, and the spotty youth, who is no doubt still filling his soup bowl mugs full of foul-tasting, overpriced coffee. I wonder if he'll be serving coffee from Gran Canaria. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.